Welcome to What the Hex, your source for Warhammer Underworlds and under 30 traumatic memories resurfacing with this one big fighter. I'm your co-host, Davey, and with me today, I have a special appearance by a co-host who's really just a big bully with a club. Jazz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Davey?
I'm doing good. Jazz, you are our resident troll queen, and so we felt that there could be no better person to do a first look at the Molag cards than you. And so we've saved this for last so that you could be able to see them and comment on them. People who are listening to this, if this is the first one you're listening to of our week of Underworlds, this is the sixth episode in a row releasing daily. We are looking at this for the very first time. So Jazz and I have not looked at these cards before. So you're getting our hot take. And we will probably make some mistakes, and you can let us know if that happens. But we're just excited about it. I'm excited. Jazz, how about you?
I'm super excited. I haven't I've been dying to do this since you asked.
Awesome. Hey, we have kind of a split audience. There's some people who are familiar with Molag from before, and some who have never seen the troll and his little fungal buddies on the table before. So we will have some reference to how things used to be, but also, you know, it's just kind of a brand new thing. Jazz, you have played probably the most Molag of anyone in our area. I've played Molag at some, specifically at the American Team Championship, I think was the most I ever played him, and that was when it was the walk around and read a book Molag. What if you were going to summarize Molag as we currently know him, Molag's mob? What would you say?
He is a big bully with a club, and you need to stay the heck away from him. The way that I used to play him is it doesn't even matter if you kill him. Like, you can still make it with all the squigs, all the little guys. I think they're strong on their own as well.
Oh, okay. That is a kind of an almost uniquely Jazz thing. Skyler has been talking about, you've been running Beastbound Assault with this warband?
I have.
With the old iteration?
Yeah. I brought him back out maybe 2 weeks ago to just... I'm excited, so I wanted to get back in the feel of Molag.
Excellent. If you... Knowing that there's the update coming, what things are you most hopeful for or worried about, or what thoughts do you have about this overhaul coming towards one of your favorite warbands?
I just really hope they stay true to Molag. I hope they keep him like a big wounds fighter. Bat Squig is actually my favorite.
All right.
I hope I really enjoy him having the three dodge when he's inspired. He's very hard to take down then, and you can beef him up and make him really scary. And I think some people are more scared of Bat Squig than they are.
I think our very first game that you and I ever played, you traumatized me with Stalag Squig because you put it right in a spot that I really kind of wanted.
I bit your ankles and you died. It was amazing.
Yeah, I had some surge that was like for killing. It was like precise use of force. I was like, oh, perfect. There's a two wound fighter right here. I'll just kill this guy, get my two wounds. I won't have to worry about Molag. And I missed and missed and missed. And you just slowly bit me back until I died.
Yep.
And it was great.
I really hope they keep the card or they don't change it too much where you can bring Slag Squig back. Mm. You can realive him. It's very nice.
That was called Always There or something like that?
I think so. I have them. Right. I actually have the old card sitting in front of me. it's called... I think you're right, though. Always There.
Okay.
And it's a roll. You roll like an attack dice and a roll of a hammer. You can bring him back.
Okay.
Or a shield, one of the two.
We'll see if any such a thing still exists. I also have been really curious what they do. I saw somebody put out one of those memes Rise of Skywalker or whatever, like somehow Palpatine returned or like doing somehow Molag returned. So let's get at it. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to just start it right off with the uninspired side of Molag, and I'll kind of read it off here. You can see Molag's still a leader. The Inspire is still, this fighter has three or more wound counters. But a big one right away that I see is move three, one block, but only six wounds. So he lost a wound.
Yeah, geez.
The club is still that menacing two smash at range two for three damage with knockback one. And you do, is that what the scything attack used to be?
So scything keyword like wasn't a thing. So it had a really weird, is that target all adjacent enemy fighters, roll for each. So, but they did errata it where it does give it the keyword scything. So yeah, it does do the same thing.
All right. And then now he's got, he used to have like that stack of here's how he can move, activate multiple times.
Yeah.
Now he's got steadfast, cannot be driven back.
Wow.
That's nice.
That is so cool.
You can stand him in more dangerous spots, like
put him where out front you might, in no man's land. Exactly. That'd be super cool.
If you are trying to sit on an objective, because there's a lot of stuff that scores for, like, are you holding an objective after your opponent's activation? And if you can guarantee that you won't just get pushed back. I don't know. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that mighty part. That's cool.
Read it off for us.
If this fighter would be dealt four or more damage by an attack action, this fighter is dealt three damage instead. That's crazy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it means that he will never be one shot. Yeah. I mean, not that people would get to six damage all that often, but that's cool. So I guess that helps with the Inspire too. Like, you can't just kind of lay two damage on him and then hit him with a four damage attack. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a chance to have some inspired activations. That's cool. And any healing can be a big deal too. Like, if you take three, heal one. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. That kind of makes up for not having that seventh wound a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see the inspired side. Let's say you got three wound counters. What happens? Still has steadfast, still has mighty.
Mm-hmm. Knockback two now. That's cool.
Yeah. And damage four. That's the iconic.
Yep. That's the same. Yep.
And then the scything is, I think that's exactly what it was before. Three fury, two damage.
Yep.
Okay. So the big thing is, like, he just doesn't have that. And they'd errated his ability to, like, keep charging and moving after that, but also somehow the rules of the game have kind of changed a little bit. Not that you can really get to the charged out thing, because you got Stalag Squeak hanging
out.
Well,
you can if you put the rock out and bait people to kill him first, and then you can get charged out and then potentially bring your rock back later in the game.
Oh, that sounds very jazzy.
Well, that's the strat I've been running right now, and it's fun.
All right. Let's look at your favorite. You want to read off Bat Squig for us?
I will. So Bat Squig now has the minion keyword. Nice. I think he was eroded to have that. And now he's still four movement, two dodge, two health. But now he has constantly flapping. So fighters within one hex of this fighter cannot be on guard. That's so cool.
Oh, nice. He can kind of set up fighters to get smoked by Molag too.
Yeah, dang.
It looks like he's probably more accurate than he used to be.
Yeah, he has one more dice.
Yeah.
Wow. So three swords hitting for one now. That's still pretty good.
Yep. That's a nice little, you know, accurate enough attack to start off. Friendly Molag has three or more wound counters or is out of action. So if somehow Molag does go all the way from, like,
now you can get him inspired. That's cool.
All right.
And he has I like how they put the flying symbols on the cards now.
Yeah. Those are actually super easy to overlook if you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
But that's handy. So he's a beast too. What's the inspired side look like?
Whoa.
You kept your three dodge.
Yep.
Cool art too. I like that they're doing the, I think Skylar mentioned this on one of the other episodes, really likes that they're doing the uninspired and inspired art is dramatic.
Different. Yeah. It almost looks like the alt art.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, I think so. I have both sets. It does definitely looks like the alt art. It's cool.
Okay. But 3 fury, 2 damage, and people can't be on guard. So that's kind of like
Cleave. Is MVP. Yeah.
It's almost like he's got Cleave for himself, like just because you often see guard as being the thing for like somebody on 2 dodge. Mm-hmm. That's big. That's cool. All right. Which one's next here? We got Spite Shroom. Still a beast. Move 2, 1 dodge, 2 health. Range 1, 2 fury, 1 damage scything attack. And then Nasty Spores. Use this after an activation step in which one or more enemy fighters made a move action, were pushed or driven back into a hex adjacent to this fighter. Deal each of those enemy fighters 1 damage.
Oh,
whoa.
Interesting.
Oh. So he's kind of like walking lethal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I like the, if you were pushed or driven back like that, that's really cool because that wasn't on the original card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't he used to like explode when he died or something?
Oh yeah, if you did enough damage to take him out of action before he's removed from the battlefield, he would just basically blow up in a circle. It was so cool.
I like this though because it gives you a reason to kind of put him somewhere a little. Because I think I used to always just like if I was playing, I'm like I'm just gonna hide Spite Shroom so he doesn't give up easy glory.
I always hide him too.
But here now he's got a reason to like be involved.
Yeah, that's now fun. He's a little bit more useful.
Yeah. Well, let's have a look at the inspired side. What do we get?
So we get another defense, I think, and we still have the same attack.
It's now 2 damage.
Now 2 damage. Yep.
Okay.
We still have the nasty spores.
Cool.
I do like the additional damage though on the inspired side. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Same as before.
What I like, what I'm seeing now is that they are, so far the two we've seen are providing benefits to all the other fighters, like getting people to be off, like not on guard so that you can easier to land hits with others, or Spite Shroom can set up these like dangerous areas to be driven back into.
They're definitely like, doing a really so far as like the 3 cards we've seen, I like everything so far. Like they're doing a nice revamp of this older warband.
Yeah. And this Spite Shroom thing, it's almost like it's a positioning base plus 1 damage. And like we know in Nemesis, like that can be pretty hard to come by. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Stalag Squig, you're going to have to read this, Jazz. I have too much trauma.
So Stalag Squig, he also gets the if a friendly Mog has 3 or more wound counters or out of action, it's his Inspire mechanic. Mm-hmm. And it's just a rock. So this fighter is on guard and not can be pushed or make move actions. Oh my gosh. That's big.
Yeah.
And he has Lurker, so when this fighter is placed during setup, you can place this fighter in an empty hex that does not contain an objective token, is not a starting hex in enemy territory. Okay, cool.
Oh, so he used to place like after everything else. Now he just kind of places
during setup.
But yeah, that's interesting.
That's cool because, it used to be kind of an advantage because then you technically only had 3 fighters that you could place during the beginning. So you could usually always win that extra crit in the roll off.
Right. And then once you saw everybody, then you'd get to pick where Stalag Squig was going.
But correct. But
here at least you can delay a little. Yeah. It looks like he does not even have an attack action.
No, he never has. Wait. Does he not at all?
Yeah, he doesn't have one at all on this uninspired. He's just
rude. Rude. Well, now you really got to try and get him inspired because I loved having him uninspired and just sitting there and doing his rock maw and just nibbling at your ankles.
And he's got Menace here. What is?
Enemy fighters treat hexes adjacent to this fighter as a snare hex in addition to other types. Wow. Okay.
Oh, so you're going to stagger yourself if you try to run past him.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Jeez.
All right. That's a really cool set of 1, 2, 3 abilities on these squigs here, or the squigs and mushrooms. What does Inspire get you?
Let's see. Well, the difference on this card compared to the old card is you couldn't give him attack action upgrades, but I wonder if
You can't because beasts can't get him as a default thing.
Ah, okay. So inspired, he now has his rock maw, yay, but it has cleave. Oh, that's new. And it's two hammers looking for one damage. That's less than before, because before inspired, he got two hammers looking for two damage.
Okay. So he's a little more accurate with cleave and a little less damage.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, and if you waddle Spite Shroom up, you might be able to just nudge somebody in.
That's true.
And if anyone gets close to you, I mean, you're actually more accurate because somebody's gotten snared just to get near you. That's cool.
Cool.
What's your take after just seeing the fighters so far?
I'm a little disappointed about Slag Squig, but I'm really excited about Bat Squig, and I think that makes up for it.
Okay. Let's launch through the objectives here, see what we got. I remember his deck was kind of notoriously difficult to use in the previous iteration. There was only a handful of power cards that were like really good and almost no objectives that you would usually take.
Yeah, I didn't think any of the and we're just gonna go with that.
Let's see. So we start with a Surge. Block the entrance. Surge duel. Score this immediately after an opponent's activation step if a friendly Molog holds an objective in enemy territory and there are no enemy fighters adjacent to that Molog.
Interesting.
That's cool. So it's a position. It's nice because he cannot be driven back. Mm-hmm. So he can just walk onto one. And if they want to stop this from happening, they got to walk somebody right next to him, which you're probably fine with.
Yeah, but normally people are pretty scared to get close to Molog because he can pretty much one-shot a lot of people.
Well, so, then you're just scoring this, which
I know. That's like sweet. An easy score.
All right. I love it. You want to read the next one for us?
Sure. The next one's called Boink. Love that. It's a Surge. It says, score this immediately after your warband dealt precisely enough damage to take an enemy fighter out of action. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think also you have a lot of different ways. So like Molog can do three or two with his Scything, or Bat Squig can come and do one or two, or you could do, if somebody's on four health and you do three damage with the club and then the one damage from sending him into Spite Shroom's Puffy Cloud would do the trick. That's cool.
I think now with the fighters having more abilities and keywords and stuff, it'll be easy to do this one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Next is Get Got.
I like these names.
Surge, this score this immediately after a friendly minion made a successful attack action. Oh, so you don't even have to take anyone out of action. You just have to land the hit.
Wow. That's not too hard at all.
That sounds like Bat Squig is going to be doing that for you.
Well, I mean, the card art looks like Bat Squig eating something. Jeez.
There's a lot. They're pretty nasty.
Lots of tongues.
let's see. Next then up.
Ignore your at your peril. So it's a dual condition. Score this in an end phase if there are one or more surviving friendly minions and one or more of those minions are not adjacent to an enemy fighter. I don't think that would be very hard at all.
That seems super easy. Mm-hmm. That is somebody weird. Would have. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's cool.
I think when you have like a one glory end phase, you really want it to be very reliable and easy. And that seems exactly what that is to me. Mm-hmm. Cool. Next up is Just Too Easy. Surge, score this immediately after a turn in which two or more enemy fighters were dealt damage. Ooh, interesting. So a turn includes the power step. So this is, you can score it if you do damage to one person in the action phase, in the activation step, and then one in the power step. This will go, or if you do a scything with Shroom or Molog.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think it'd be relatively easy.
Yeah, I think it feels like it depends on what power cards, like what pings you have. If you got pings, then this feels like especially easy to set up if you got it in hand. Maybe not as easy as some of the other ones, but that's cool. Yeah,
but there's always going to be a mix of cards in a deck.
Yeah. What is next?
Looming Menace. got some. The card art for these cards, when you see them, is so cool. So this one is, score this in an end phase. If there are no enemy fighters within 2 hexes of a surviving friendly Molog, when you score this, if a friendly Molog made 1 or more successful range 1 or 2 attack actions in the preceding action phase, gain an additional glory point. So it could potentially be worth 2 points.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And I don't think this would be difficult.
Thematically, I like that, where like you get 2 glory if he like if he made a successful range 1 or 2, because it probably means he killed somebody. So <Right. laughs> it's like he killed somebody and everyone's like, I am not getting close to this.
Yep. And you just steal a glory out of his pocket.
I guess so. What's cool about this is like it sets up this thing. It was like, if you try to avoid Molog, you may just continue to feed him, like that. What was it? Guard the gate, guard the door, block the entrance. That one we saw. So it's kind of a similar vein to that. Like, don't ignore him, or you're just going to give him passive glory. Yeah, that's cool.
You stay all away. Right. I'm just going to steal money out from you.
Here's natural hazard. Surge, score for 1. Score this immediately after an enemy fighter was taken out of action by damage that was not dealt by a friendly Molog.
This is where Bat Squid comes in. He just takes your money. I'm telling you, he's the MVP of this warband.
Well, this is cool. So it's like lethal will do it. Any pings will do it. Any squig attacks will do it.
Yeah.
If you kill them with like just the cloud that's hovering around Spite Shroom will do it. Yeah.
I think that like a vapor cloud just like follows him. It's fun.
Yeah. It's like a pig pen in the Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Just that big dust cloud just tumbling around him. That seems fine. Like kill surges are a little tough, but there's a lot of ways to score that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure like you can orchestrate a way to do it.
Well, if anyone can do it, Jazz, you can, because you were using the squigs before they are using the minions before they're even tuned up a little bit. So
yeah, well, that's just because everyone would come and kill Molog, so I have to figure out a way to win still. Or like try. So sorry, go ahead.
No, it looks like we got an end phase next. What do we got?
The next one's called Stay Away. Very fitting. Score this in an end phase if there are no enemy fighters in your territory. If you score this in the second or third phase, gain 1 additional spent glory. Nice.
He had something like this that was like protect the lair or something
protect
like that.
The lair, I think, was like a
third end phase.
I have it in my hand. It's a score this in the third end phase if there are no enemy fighters in your territory. So basically the same thing, but protect their lair was 2 glory.
So what I really like, they've done this a lot lately where because those third end phases have really fallen out of vogue. Like they're pretty hard to score. What they've done a ton of is this sort of thing where they say like, here, like you can still get the 2 glory third end phase. And this is actually second or third end phase for 2 glory. But you can, or was this, did it used to be third end phase only?
Protect the Lair was a third end phase only card. So I like the flexibility with this one.
Yeah. You can still get the big payoff, but, early it's actually, you know, if somebody is sitting back, like this just gives you an easy one, something like that.
Yeah, I would say you could still score this in the first round and get an easy one. But then if you hold on to it, you could get 2. But I'm the type of person just get things out of my hand.
Let's see. Tragath Triumphant. Your warband took, yikes, 3 or more enemy fighters out of action in the preceding action phase. I know you've done this, Jazz, but...
Oh, yeah. There was a similar card in the warband as well. Something similar to this.
But as an option, or a friendly Molog is the only fighter in enemy territory. That actually makes this more interesting. Well, especially against elite warbands that might be trying to dive your squigs.
Yeah.
For 3 glory.
Yeah, it's 3 lives for 3 glory. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so if you're playing against, I don't know, like Domitans, and they're trying to move past to kill the squigs, you go and thump the only one that's left in their territory, and he's got a big score.
Yeah.
I'd be interested. The 3 glory makes it pretty tempting.
What do you guys call it? Flavor text? The little text at the bottom? Is that what you guys call that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it on this card. Run or fight. Either way, it's probably going to be a disaster. It's very fitting. oh, goodness.
Yeah, lay this one on us.
The next one's called Uh-Oh. So it's a Surge with dual conditions. So score this immediately after an activation if a survivingly friendly monologue is inspired. And there are three surviving friendly minions. So everybody has to be alive.
Yeah. What I like, how it'd be interesting. So we'll see if you have your Stalag Squig Resurrect card still, because that'll help.
I really do hope it's in there.
Three surviving friendly minions. But here, what this kind of effectively does is if it has a little bit of a head game, like, hey, if you think you can kill Molag and you go and like hit him with that first hit, you might just give him a glory, like surge him up right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. For the next, we've got another end phase, Utter Carnage. Score this in an end phase if three or more enemy fighters are out of action or there are one or few surviving enemy fighters for two glory. That seems, well, so the three or more, it seems pretty tough. But
I don't care for it very much.
sometimes three or more is easy if you're like smushing gits or something like that.
Yeah, depends on what warband you're up against. If like you're up against like the Loon Court, I think this would be fine. But if you're up against like a Stormcast warband, it's a no-go.
Yeah. You'd have to kill two of the Stormcast to be able to do that. Yeah, it seems pretty tough.
The next one is You're Sure It's Asleep. Ooh, this sounds familiar. It's a score that's an end phase. A friendly Molag made no super actions in the preceding action phase. I don't like that. And that Molag is in enemy territory. So no charging. Sad.
No charging. No scything.
Yeah. Jeez.
Huh.
It's only for one glory?
Yeah, that feels like a cut.
Yeah, that's a dump. I do like the card art. That's what I can all say about it. But
well, having got to the end of the objectives here, I would say this is a vast improvement over what they had. There's plenty we would take and not a whole lot that we're immediately looking to replace.
Yeah, even the last two cards, I would try them out at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, Skylar talks about that, is just like, just play the rivals setup. You know, Sometimes you learn a ton about the deck. And I think you often kind of will rotate in things that, like, I know we've played where, like, you'll play a card and I have to be like, Jazz, I have no idea what that is. And you're like, yeah, I'm just trying it out.
Yep. Most of the time I'm like, I don't know what it is either. I just put it in there, see how it goes.
all right. Well, let's launch into the gambits here. We got Always About. We have, I think this is Basha, who is smashing something here.
It looks like kind of like Slag Squig, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Choose a friendly minion that is out of action. Oh, Jazz.
Well, this is amazing. So it's like the rock card, but I can use it for anybody. Well, except
place
for Molag.
Place a chosen minion on an empty starting hex, then give that fighter one charge token.
And you don't even have to roll for it. Oh, amazing.
Jazz, your hopes were answered on the very first gambit.
I know. Amazing.
And giving him a charge token is kind of cool because it can help you get charged out. Like if you time it right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you bring the rock back and give him a charge token, like that's amazing because you can't get the rock charged out.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. All right.
The next one is Angry Bellow. Oh,
I'm going to back this up. I just saw this empty starting hex. It's any empty starting hex.
Any? Oh.
So you could bring the bat or the rock, like you bring any of them into enemy territory where you really want to get that, like whatever buff they're giving out, like the extra damage. Oh, that's
so cool. Cause you could like amazing. Put them kind of close to an objective and do like some kind of push tech and push them on there if you need to.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Or whoever Molag's about to smush, just say, hey, Bat Squig just appeared beside you and you are not on card anymore. Yeah. Or yeah. All right. Angry Bellow, though, hit us.
Oh, sorry. Choose an enemy fighter within two hexes of a friendly Molag and stagger that chosen fighter. It is restricted to Molag. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually, having the restricted is good because then you can cycle that if Molag
dies.
Yeah. This is basically, actually, I like this quite a bit because you can set Molag up. Like, this is good in round two or three where he's maybe starting within two of somebody. And you can say, like, hey, I'm going to have rerolls for the rest of the round against this guy unless he goes on guard.
Yeah. It's actually really nice. I like it.
Yeah. Insatiable Appetite. +1 dice to the first attack action made in the next activation by a friendly minion. That attack action has grievous Ooh. One if two or more enemy fighters are out of action. Interesting.
This reminds me of a card they have in their deck. Similar.
Okay. This is a pretty intense art as well.
Yeah, geez.
Spitroom is like chomping on one of Magor's fiend's arms or something.
He's got like a mushroom kind of his eye. It's crazy.
This is pretty good for triggering that get. No, is it get got? Yeah.
Get I got. Think so, yeah.
Get an extra value. I think.
I like Asker the grievous really on this this card.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, an inspired Bat Squig is on like 3 fury up with this up to 4 fury, 2 damage, grievous 1.
Yeah.
That's a super scary attack to have on a flying platform.
I can't wait to get my hands on these cards. I'm so sad that they're not going to be out in or legal for Adepticon, but that's quite all right. Mess with them afterwards.
All right. Excellent. What do we got next?
It's not just a rock. Choose a fighter within 1 hex of a blocked hex, an edge hex, or a friendly slag squig. Give that fighter 1 move token.
That is a huge amount of the board. Because one of an edge hex, so it's not in an edge hex.
1 hex.
Within 1 hex of a blocked hex. So it could be within 1 hex of an edge hex.
Wow. You can really pick like anybody.
Yeah, that is a massive really amount mean. Of the board. And then the black text plundering. Mm-hmm. You can drop a black text in the middle of the board and just make sure you got everything. Yeah. And then so giving a move is good for especially against elites, but you can just be like, hey, this guy's not gonna charge. Or you're not gonna get charged out. This is great.
This is a good card.
Yeah.
Big fan. The next one is Slippery as a Squig. So choose a friendly Bat Squig or friendly Spite Shroom. Push the chosen fighter up to 2 hexes, and it's restricted to Bat Squig or Spite Shroom. So this is very similar to like Flit, which is the old similar gambit where you could only push Bat Squig, and it was up to 3 hexes. And you could go through like empty hexes and stuff. I think I like this one better because you can also use it for Spite Shroom.
Yeah, especially with what Spite Shroom can do with his cloud. Actually, with both of them, honestly, like with the new profiles on these guys, because you can either set up Bat Squig for a super Hail Mary charge, like someone who is really far away, or you can say like, "Hey, I'm going to have support, and you can't be on guard for this Molag attack I'm about to make." Like, all very cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I would take that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I used Flit a lot when I played a lot of Molag, which I get a feeling I'm going to play a lot of Molag again.
So. you're be warned, Madison local.
Yeah, be warned.
tee up the target. You can reroll 1 result of double support in the attack roll of the first range 1 or range 2 attack action made by a friendly Molag in the next activation.
Interesting.
I mean, that's about as modest an accuracy boost as you can get. I know it's because you're hitting so hard, but I would probably cut that most times.
That makes me sad. I guess we haven't gotten to the upgrades yet, but there was an upgrade that's like you can re-roll 1 dice.
Yeah. I bet you can find some extra accuracy help in whatever Nemesis pairing you're taking, certainly in Championship. All right. What do we got next?
We're moving on to the Terrifying Silhouette. It is actually kind of a scary looking card. Enemy fighters cannot be supported in the next activation step. I think that's crazy.
This is when you're about to scythe, this is what you do.
Yeah, this is going to make Molag super, super scary. I'm going to put this out and be like, you're ready to die.
You know what? This is also... this is also for defense. So like this is some defensive buff if you are like up against Kanan's Reapers who really like that support or
the
Zomboids.
Yeah, zombies.
Yeah, Exile Dead.
Whooped by the zombie. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Moving on.
Okay. Tracking intruders. Choose a friendly fighter. The chosen fighter makes a move action. chosen fighter cannot make attack actions. This effect persists until the end of the round.
I don't know if I like it.
Well, so I think it has, like, there's not the obvious, like, I'm going to set Malog up. But what I do like about it is that it doesn't care if there's any tokens on anybody. So this is great for, like, getting Spite Shroom into a spot where the bubble works, or getting Bat Squig somewhere to take somebody off guard and give supports.
Sure.
Or even just at the end, like, you know, there's those objectives for scoring with Malog.
Oh, like trying to get someone.
Yeah, like nobody's near Malog or something like that. I think this is.
It could, if you worked it out really, like, depending on what Nemesis deck you pair it with, like, it could work out really well.
Yeah.
This can trigger. On its own.
Yeah. This can trigger those refashion reactions too.
That's true.
In Void Cursed. Yeah, I think this is, like, kind of low key good.
I think I'd have to play a game with it.
Sure. And you will.
Yeah, probably. Let's see. The next one is Unnatural Hazard. It's a reaction. So play this after an enemy fighter was pushed into an adjacent to one or more friendly minions. Deal one damage to that fighter. So,
I mean, it's a ping and you...
Well, they've never had pings before, so this is cool.
especially because Stalag Squig is going to be threatening this. It's just a push as well. So if somebody is like, it doesn't have to be. I mean, driven back is probably the most common way this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But somebody has to be super careful about pushing next to, because they might just sustain a ping if they're like,
yeah, or I can just push next to.
Yeah.
This could be like a double. This would be cool.
Oh, yeah, right. If you do next to Spite Shroom.
Yeah, it'd be like one ping to you and another ping and you die.
Let me perhaps take a look at Spite Shroom. I'm going to double check that they don't occupy the same window an activation step. So it could, in some circumstances, it will be the same activation step if, like, that's the last thing happening there. But... there are times where that won't be.
That's quite all right. I still think this ping is awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. Next up.
Unsurprising Fear.
Choose an enemy fighter, then choose a friendly fighter within 2 hexes of that enemy fighter. Push the chosen enemy fighter 1 hex further from the chosen friendly fighter. I mean, this combo is exactly with Unnatural Hazard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can just set up your ping if you want. You can set up those Malog positioning things as well.
I thought you could get him close to Malog. That'd be nice.
Close to Malog.
People try to run away from him, and sometimes they're just 1 hex away. And it's easier if you don't have to charge all the time with Malog and just get those free hits in.
Right. Any additional, like, swing before having to charge with Malog is
so nice.
A card well spent. Yeah. Or you can have Malog being the one that makes somebody scared if you're trying to score that end phase stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. And then Stalag Squig is going to be up in their grill, like, making this really flexible.
So the next card, I'm so happy they kept this one because I love the frog. Like, he's just throwing the frog at people on the old card art. And this new card art, I think, is way better. So it's called Chuck 'em In. And it's a hurl.
A reaction.
Yeah, it's
cool.
That's really cool.
All right.
I think the first one was like that, too.
Well, I know he had like a attack action upgrade that he could use once. It was really bad.
It was awful. The card art was cute. So use this after this fighter's activation. Pick one. Choose an enemy fighter within 5 hexes of this fighter. Stagger that chosen fighter, then break this card. Or choose a friendly minion within 2 hexes of this fighter. Remove the chosen minion from the battlefield, then place that minion in an empty hex within 4 hexes of this fighter. So, wow. Jeez.
That's hilarious. So he's just like lobbing his buddies
just
around.
Throwing them.
Even Stalag Squig, right? Because he can be...
It's just any minion. Crazy.
That's super fun. And as a reaction, like, oh, I really like that a lot.
I like it. I think I choose the bottom one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think staggering is, I mean, there'll be times where that's fine, where like, hey, there's just one person left to kill.
I'd rather just throw minions everywhere.
That's the much funnier one. That's awesome. Cool. Let's see. The next one is Ferocious Odor. Enemy fighters adjacent to this fighter cannot be on guard. It's restricted to Malog.
I like it. Yeah. I dig it.
I think it's great. I mean, sometimes that guard is a really big deal.
I love how the card art, they're just crying. Of his foot is like in their face and they're just crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think if you can find other accuracy boosts, you might take them instead, but this is fine. Totally fine.
I think in the rivals, like if you were to play rivals, this is cool.
Yeah, 100%.
The next one is Fresh Menaces.
Yeah.
So it's a reaction upgrade. Use this after this fighter's taken out of action. You can use this reaction while this fighter's out of action. Place this fighter on an empty hex in your territory, then break the card for a minion. It's another revival. This is amazing. So we have two revivals. I'm wow. So happy.
Jazz over the moon.
I like feel like crying right now.
All right. Let's keep it going. We got Getting Hungry. This is restricted to a minion. This fighter is inspired. Breaking this card does not uninspire this fighter.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I like that a lot, actually. Because if somebody is ignoring Malog, it can be tough to get the inspire on somebody. But this will give you that boost in damage on the shroom. It'll give you that attack action on your stone if you want. Yeah.
I used to run Malogs through hazard hexes just to inspire him. Like if people were ignoring me, it works really well. Mm-hmm. So the next card is Grump. I love all these card names. They're great.
So the one thing I know about this card already is that this is the art that Skylar used to on our blog because we do one preview image when we do the reviews. And he had this giant smiling face.
I think this is one of the – it's reminiscent of one of the cards from the old deck.
Yeah, it was like a disturbing grin or something like that. Where like
it wasn't very good, but I thought the card art was funny. So it's a reaction. Use this after this fighter's attack action. If that attack action took the target out of action, remove one of this fighter's move or charge tokens. If a charge token is removed this way, break the card. Okay, I dig it.
Yeah, this is like his old flavor.
Yeah.
I really like this actually a ton. I think this is a really good way to get that rule back in play, but not be busted.
Mm-hmm.
That's really clever. That's a good little bit of design.
Dig it.
In my opinion. Let's see. Well, I can tell you just by the title this Jazz is going to like. I don't even know what the text says, but it's Malicious Minion. So when this fighter supports a friendly fighter, the fighter is considered to be two supporting fighters.
That's amazing. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, especially with all the repositioning stuff. Like you can just be like, hey, Bat Squig's on 3 dodge sitting next to you. You can waste your time trying to kill him. Also, by the way, he's going to be double support. I think you like hold this. Oh, yeah, that is pretty good.
Also, I love all the crazy squig tongues. Crazy.
I mean, it looks like Bat Squig's like, I don't know if there's any room for a stomach here. Like you're looking way into his mouth.
I know. He's got some crazy teeth.
Yeah. Like where does that throat possibly, there can't be any more room for any part of his body here. It's like, all right. Oh, this is an amazing name. So annoying.
Irritate. It's a reaction. Yeah. After this fighter's activation, choose an enemy fighter adjacent to this fighter, then roll an attack die on a roll of a hammer or a crit. Give that fighter one move token. Then you can give this fighter one charge token. It's restricted to minions.
That's incredible, yeah. I think. Because you can... Well, I don't know. That's tough. Because it's going to make you activate somebody, but like it helps you get that charged out. So if somebody wanders next to Stalag Squig, you can be like, hey, you just got a move token.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I like it, but I don't know about it yet. I think I'd have to play with this one.
Yeah. 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 I'd agree.
A lot of cards are like situational and you really have to play with them first to figure them out. But I still do like it.
This feels pretty good on like Bat Squig or something who has great range, you know, can fly in, do a little bite and then might give a move token out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Some options. Spark of Sentience reaction after this fighter's activation, draw a power card. Jazz, this is one of the cards you already used.
The art is the same. It's literally the exact same card. They just changed the restricted as to minion because now they all have the minion keyword. But amazing. Love this card. I used it all the time. I think I drove Skylar nuts because I'd play with like 11 power, you know, 11 and 11. Yeah. And he hates that. It drives him a little insane. Yeah. So I just sit there and pull a ton of cards.
what else we got?
The Mighty and the Meek. Enemy fighters cannot reroll attack or defense dice while they are adjacent to this fighter.
Mm.
Crazy. So this is similar to that upgrade I was talking about that I was hoping they weren't going to get rid of. It was called?
It used to be like Foul Tempered with Foul Gave Tempered. You rerolls. This is enemies cannot reroll.
Yeah. Different. I wonder.
I specifically like this into Ephelim, who has the field of change that says like all my guys are going to reroll defense for the round. You're like, nah, I think not.
I like it.
Yeah,
I would play. I would keep this. I'd roll with it.
I mean, if you have re-roll. This, yeah, if you have this on, you can barge with Marlog.
Yeah,
which gives you give yourself a move and a stagger, but they will not. They'd have to be adjacent, so you're still in danger range. I don't know. I would play with that, but it's got some options.
Let's try it out.
The last one is Wound Up. Each time this fighter's range two, so specifically his big club, each time this fighter's range two attack actions fail, give this fighter one anger counter. While this fighter has one or more anger counter, you can reroll one attack dice in this fighter's range two attack actions. After this fighter's successful attack action, remove this fighter's anger counters. So this is that reroll. Why? It's slowed down, so you have to miss.
It's kind of like a combo of both of those cards. It's kind of a combo of like Wind Up as well. Because they had a card called Wind Up that was plus one. Interesting.
Yeah. That's cool. I think that's a nice way to design that card. Give an accuracy boost, but not just a straight up reroll, which can be... Because I remember it being like, if Malog got that reroll early, it was like, oh my gosh, this game might be over.
People hated it.
Yeah.
I do like this whole anger counter thing. That's fun. I'm angry now. I get to reroll.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. That's all 32 cards. Jazz, what's your overall take? How do you feel about this revamp?
I dig it. I'm so excited to get my hands on these.
I'm so excited for you to get your hands on them.
I'm also excited to like repaint my models.
Oh, you're going to repaint them?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the new set and do that. Malog was the first warband that I ever painted for Underworlds.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I really do love them, but I have different ideas for them now. So I think that'll be fun.
You're going to have to tell me what you think because the plastic color is slightly different on this. So yeah, it's very, very similar. But I noticed there were a couple of the revamped warbands. The plastic was just a slight shade different.
Maybe it's to like tell what's what apart, you know, if it's an older warband compared to like the reprint.
Yeah. Or it could be like there might be some manufacturing differences now. But
I know for a while they were having problems with the plastic on the sprues.
So, yeah,
like specifically the Cunning crew, like mine came damaged in the box.
Yeah. And honestly, like I should have mentioned this before. I am the person in our when I say before, I mean earlier in this week of Warhammer Underworlds that we're doing. I am the person on the podcast that receives the preview copy that we receive.
Oh, cool.
And so I always do the unpackaging here. It's like I'm expecting it to come and every time I hear something thump on the porch, I like rush out to the door to like see if it's that. This set of releases, they made some clear attempts to like try to avoid damage to models. I think they must be noticing that like they are like cards and models are getting damaged with how they packaged in the past.
Well, they're probably getting a lot of feedback about it.
Yeah. So. And then specifically how it was sent to me, like in the cardboard box, there was so much pushed in there that the boxes like on the exterior actually kind of messed up. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like just a pile of broken plastic.
We were worried about our last box as well. Like we got it from the store and it was still kind of dinged up. So,
well, when I opened it up, they had changed how they were, they had like taken some steps to like really kind of protect them a little better. And so I did not notice any significant damage to anything, despite like on the exterior it looked, you know, pretty clearly like it had taken some hits.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was good. Jazz, after reading through this, are there any things that jump to mind for you as a pairing? Like if you were doing Nemesis, what universal decks you might pair with?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you think your Beastbound Assault, like you've been doing that already?
I've been
doing that,
and I actually really enjoy that with this. But
I mean, the minions have only gotten better here, right?
Yeah. So I think it would still be a good pairing.
Yeah, I like that. I think I like Void Curse Thralls.
The other one I would think of is Void Curse, but I haven't actually played with that one a lot. I'd have to sit there and mess with it.
So here's what I like about it is that you can Void Curse Molag off the bat, and he doesn't gain anything, but he doesn't lose anything.
Correct.
Because he's still just making range one or two attacks. But what that deck provides you, I think Molag really loves the two refashion reactions because that lets him move about the board and get extra swings. So that's pretty rad. I think he gets, so there's a push, there's the involuntary advance, and then forced movements are some extra moves and pushes there. He can have an accuracy boost. There's a plus one dice for Void Cursed Fighters. So I think there's a lot that they actually get out of that. You are probably not excited to Void Curse one of your squigs
minions
if Molag goes down.
Yeah, no thanks.
You're probably not excited to lose Molag in the first place anyway. So
I usually build my decks where it's okay if he dies because he mm-hmm. is a big target. He's worth two glory. You know, people mm-hmm. are going to try and go after him and kill him. Plus, he's a threat. He's really scary, especially with these new cards. I think he's even more scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think this is a warband you could, because often when I do Void Cursed, I dip pretty heavy into Void Cursed, like a lot of that tech. But I think this is one of the ones where you don't actually have to take a ton out of Void Cursed for it.
I definitely think like just the rivals, like just his starter pack, there's only a couple cards I'd pull out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our initial recommendations are Beastbound Assault and Void Curse Thralls.
One of those two.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's more.
I'm sure someone will come up with a fun brainchild of this deck. Yeah.
I'm really excited. So here's what I love. I'm excited for you to get this in your hands so you can play some, but I'm excited to play against him. Like this feels like powerful,
feels
but not
good.
Overpowered. Like this feels, I mean, you knew they had to be real careful about what they're doing here. It seems like they did. So,
yeah, I think they balanced him really well. They did take a couple things away, but they gave some things back instead of, you know.
Well, and Jazz, honestly, you were a little bit of the rare case where you actually used the sidekicks
swigs
a lot more. For a lot of folks, that was just like, here's three glory that I have to give up to my opponent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're so much fun to play with. Like, why not beef them up?
but I mean, I think for everybody else, like this makes them actually, there's a whole lot here that actually makes them relevant.
True.
The old deck had a lot of stuff that was like, hey, do this stuff with your minions, but this one says, hey, there's actually cool things they can do. So I'm really excited to see these guys. Yeah.
I also really love new card names. Let's see there was one that was my favorite that I thought was so funny.
You find that, but I'm going to also say,
boink.
Yeah. So when we wrap these up, what we say, what I've been asking everybody, and I ambush everybody with this, you included, is tell me what you think your favorite thing about this revamp is. It can be anything. It can be a card. It can be a fighter. It can be a piece of art. It can be a quote. Anything.
Do I have to just pick one?
No. If you're the troll queen, you can pick whatever you want.
Oh, okay. I really love Bat Squig inspired that fighters within one hex of this fighter cannot be on guard. Like, that's so cool. It's so rude. And I also love the card Ignore Your Peril. I love the card art with this crazy teeth that really took me by surprise. Or like the Get Got, like the it's a similar card art, but it's the crazy squig tongues, man. Scary.
Yeah. For me, it's got to be Chuck 'em In. The idea of like throwing your minions around is amazing.
Just with, like, a frog. Looks like he's literally slingshotting them. Yeah.
I think every time that reaction goes off, I'm going to be delighted, whether it's for me or against me.
I'm just going to look over and Davey's giggling, and I'm going to be like, he played the frog card. Got it.
I know what just happened here. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I think that about wraps it up. Jazz, do you have anything else you want to say before we start closing this out?
No, I just, everyone happy deck building.
Yeah, absolutely. We did skip our usual segments all throughout this preview thing, but I'm gonna give a quick community shout out. A huge thanks to Wath Lab for making Vassal ready for this so quickly, and then to McRat, we're never quite sure how we're supposed to say that, but for getting Underworld's DB set up at the time of this recording. I think those are the ones. I'm sure the other deck builder is coming online soon, but we always do a little bit of deck building when we have the preview stuff, and this is it is always really awkward because I use those deck builders so much to have to like do it physically is kind of a chore. So I'm always really excited, like everyone else, when those come online.
I will say that we also use Underworld's DB quite a lot. Like, so all the deck builders, we use all the deck builders.
Well, all right. We're going to do the outro here. So this, share your thoughts with anything that you've heard in this week of Underworlds. You've now had the opportunity to hear 6 episodes, one episode a day for 6 days in a row. That was quite the task, and a really big thanks to the What the X team, and then of course Jazz, who came in to help close us out. Not a lot of people know this, but this is the first time Jazz and I have spoken since she brutally beat me at LVO.
Whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. No. We're just hanging out this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. All right. But you can also check out our other content at themortalrealms.com. That's where all the podcasts on the network are. Thanks to Games Workshop for providing a preview copy that made it possible for us to make this content. Thanks to our patrons who make the hosting possible. Coming up, this was the last of our planned week of Underworlds, and all you guys are going to Adepticon. I am not this year. There's a big spring break thing happening with my family.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I will live vicariously through you guys. I'll be watching with bated breath. I wish I could be there, but in future years. Jazz, I know you are not a regular listener to this podcast, but there's something we do at the end of every podcast, and that's a flavor text quiz. That's where one of the co-hosts reads a flavor text and makes the other co-host guess which card it was. Are you ready for this?
Oh, gosh.
This?
Okay.
So often I'll give a clue, and the joke in this one is that I would give you a clue that this is a card from Malag's deck. Obviously, that is too obvious a hint, or not obvious enough. This one is a quote I had to pick this because it's Jagathra has the quote. That's one of my God Sworn Hunt faves. Mm-hmm. The quote is, haven't I just killed you?
I don't always read the flavor text. This is going to be hard.
Yeah. So
I'm not cheating. I closed the window. So I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. If you can describe the card that you think it is, then that's also worth the credit.
It's probably one of the two that brings them back alive.
You are correct.
The one of the two I was so excited about.
It's Fresh Menaces, and that's why I picked it, because I know you're because you got a second one. So that's the upgrade that that lets that minion come right back to life.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm so happy that I'm happy that they kept it, but I'm happy that we get two now.
Yeah.
Similarly.
Yeah. And those, you know, those actually kind of make possible that we were talking about, the one that needed all three minions alive.
So yeah.
Two ways to make sure that happens. That's kind of cool. Well, Jazz, this is where we close it out. So for What the Hex, I've been Davey.
And I be Jazz.
We forgot a recommended listening. I was having too much fun with Jazz. Here it is. It is I Am Very Happy Because I'm Coming Home by Edward Keel. As Path to Glory says, if you know, you know.
I have not, to be honest, I have not listened to any episodes at all.
Jazz, that was awesome. That was exactly what we wanted to close out, because we figured everyone was going to be like pretty worn out from a marathon slog.
Yeah,
of,
I didn't
content.
Know you guys were doing like the 6 days of intervals. That's probably why y'all look so tired.
Yeah, you should have seen. I think Skylar did something insane, like stayed up till five.
Yeah.